The history of rock and roll.
Dylan's rise brought an increased awareness of contemporary song lyrics and of those who created them. The year after Dylan's hit parade debut was also marked by the emergence of another important new folk composer, Paul Simon of Simon and Garfunkel.
The night set softly with the hush of falling leaves. I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. Streams are ripe and swelled with rain. A winter's day in a deep and dark December. Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. It's a still life watercolor of a now late afternoon. As the sun shines through the curtain lace and shadows wash the room,
a dream I had, pressed in organdy, clothed in crinoline of smoky burgundy.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Parsley, sage, rosemary.
She's gone.
Simon and Garfunkel were introduced to popular success by a weighty song about alienation. It was recorded with acoustic instruments for the duet's first album, which was ignored for several months in the mass of folk albums by new artists. But a DJ began playing the record and suggested that Columbia release it as a single. The company added electric guitar, bass, and drums to the album version and issued the record, which was an overnight smash. Art Garfunkel learned about it when he heard the song on the radio. The company cabled Paul Simon in Europe to tell him to hurry back for a tour. They had become rock and roll stars. Here is the original, unamplified version of Sounds of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
The history of rock and roll.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour
one-night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was
homeward bound.
Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silent before me.
The history of rock and roll continues with the author's version of If I Were a Carpenter.
History of rock and roll.
If I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me? Would you have my baby?
That was the voice of Tim Hardin, who has created a number of successful songs and who, along with Fred Neil, has been a primary influence on most of today's folk performers. One of them is John Sebastian, former leader of the Lovin' Spoonful, who wrote and sang lead on all their early hits.
Tim Hardin was really a big inspiration for me. I did my first piece of real serious playing with Tim Hardin. Timmy walked into my small, grungy little apartment on McDougal Street and said, "Hi, I've heard you play, I think you're great, and tomorrow you're gonna play better than you ever have in your whole life, because we're gonna do a record together." And I was a little bit horrified by that kind of an approach, but Timmy was right. Timmy was definitely a very, very heavy inspiration.
Did you ever have to make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind? It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to finally decide?
Tim Hardin is a romantic writer, as is John Sebastian, who tells the history of rock and roll about one of his favorite records with a Lovin' Spoonful.
Darling Be Home Soon was a lot of fun to record. We went through a lot of hassles, accidentally erased one lead vocal, and it just generally had an awful lot of vibrations going on because the song was very important to me and really came from my insides.
And talk of all the things we did today, here, and laugh about our funny little way, while we have a few minutes to breathe. And I know that it's time you must leave, but darling, be home soon, for the great relief of having you.
One of the biggest records from the year folk music exploded into rock was a grim message from Barry McGuire.
The Year of Destruction was the last song we recorded at that session. We did it in 30 minutes. We did it in one take. The musicians ran through it twice, and then the third time through, we sang it and recorded it. And that was it. Far out too.
World, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating, but you tell me.
The history of rock and roll resumes with the most harmonic of rock groups, the Mamas and Papas.
Went fairly smooth because they had waited a long time to record, and the only thing on their mind was recording.
Lou Adler, record producer for the Mamas and Papas.
If there was any difficult part, and it didn't seem difficult at the time, it was the first time I had recorded a group with that type of full harmony.
The history of rock and roll.
Harmony was not the only outstanding quality of the Mamas and Papas, who also boasted one of America's best contemporary songwriters, John Phillips. All four of the Mamas and Papas, Cass Elliot, Michelle Gilliam, Denny Doherty, and John Phillips, had circulated through the folk scene before they got together. This is Cass Elliot describing the growth of the group for the history of rock and roll.
The whole Mamas and Papas thing grew out of us all being very intimate friends and wanting to make music together and having the desire to make music and having a new kind of music to make. It wasn't a question of going down to the Union Hall and saying, well, I'll hire some singers to sing these songs. You know, like, we all knew each other. We knew. And the minute we heard the sound, we knew that it was right. We knew that it was a good sound.
The Mamas and Papas' description of their folk years, complete with references to Roger McGuinn of the Byrds, John Sebastian of the Lovin' Spoonful, and Barry McGuire, evolved into one of their most memorable hits.
John and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat, and after every number, they passed that. McQueen and McGuire's just a kid.
Birds, Lovin' Spoonful, Mamas and Papas, and the Buffalo Springfield brought electricity and a new kind of magic to the combination of folk music and rock and roll. Stephen Stills, who was mentioned earlier in the folk chapter of the rockumentary, wrote this song for the Buffalo Springfield. Buffalo Springfield's allegory of violence on the Sunset Strip, or civilization for that matter, next on the history of rock and roll.
The history of rock and roll.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. Think it's time to stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look.
Closing the folk chapter of the rockumentary are the Youngbloods, whose performance of Dino Valenti's Get Together has become an anthem for both folk and rock musicians.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring. Or make the angels cry. On the wing, and you may not know why.
Rock and Roll next unfolds the beginning of a 12-hour pop music chart sweep.
This program is copyrighted by the History of Rock and Roll Incorporated, 1969, and intended solely for the private use of the radio audience. Any other use without the express written consent of the History of Rock and Roll Incorporated is prohibited.